Brian Noonan in for Justin Kaufman on 720 WGN. This is very exciting. We have what can only be described as a wonderful, huge musical conglomeration assembled here in the Allstate Showcase studio. Judith Owen is here. She is on tour with the legendary Leland Sklar on bass. Judith has a brand new album coming out tomorrow. It's called Rediscovered. She's promoting the album, of course, but she is also going to be in Evanston at Space on Sunday night. Show is at 7 o'clock. Judith, welcome. Leland, welcome. We're glad you both are here. This is very exciting.
Thank you so much. We love performing here, being able to look out at the audience here on Michigan Avenue. It's amazing.
It's a little different than a lot of places I'm sure you go to promote the shows, where you're in a little box somewhere and you don't know. There's a lot of energy here, which as performers you must feed off of.
I love it. I love it. I really, really do. It's very, very special. There's nowhere else like this.
Well, that's good to hear, because you've been this tour is taking you all over. You're kind of right in the middle of it. You go from here to you're leaving tonight. This is how dedicated you are, and thank you both for being here and being awake, because you was it last night you were in Cleveland, or two nights ago you were in Cleveland?
No, last night.
Last night you were in Cleveland.
And then we drove last night after the show to Ann Arbor. I've already done two live shows, radio shows today, or rather two big pre-records.
Okay.
And then we drove all the way here to
from
Chicago,
Ann Arbor,
because we love our Chicago audience, and we love WGN, and I love Space. You know, I do a Christmas show here every year with my fabulous husband, Harry Shearer, so there's no way I wasn't going to come all this way. And then we drive after this
back
2 hours, because we've got to aim back towards Columbus, Ohio, isn't
it?
So,
yeah, I mean, Columbus tomorrow.
We're doing it seriously.
It's very nice. Well, again, we appreciate you being here. All right, I've got to ask, and this is, I'm sure this is the first question everybody's asking you, so I will be cliche and add it to the list.
Yeah.
Your last album was Somebody's Child. Everybody loved it. Critics around the world, everybody loved it. Your previous albums, everybody loved it. And now you decide, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do an album of cover songs.
Yeah.
How do you make that decision? What's the creative jump that makes you...
The criteria is that I don't do covers like anybody else does covers, okay, and that's why I've done this. So you might think this is... The reason why it's called Rediscovered, with an emphasis on the word cover, obviously, is because I reimagine all these songs. I rearrange them. I basically take them down to their bare bones, and I recreate them as mine, and I find my own life in them, and I make them autobiographical. And some of them are absolutely, I mean, literally you will not recognize them until they hit the chorus, and then suddenly, and I see this with live audiences all the time, and then the penny drops and it's like, oh man, good grief, this is
that
what it is.
Song, my God.
Yeah,
oh,
and it's,
I know that song
to behold. Yeah. I mean, I say to people, I don't do lazy covers. There's nothing that's ever going to beat the
original. It's not karaoke.
Thank you, I love you. I'm
good
having t-shirts made right now which say non-ego karaoke, which is I don't do karaoke, because that's my family motto, really. That's my Latin motto that I just made up. But it really is, I love these songs, and there's songs in my life, but they're also very contemporary songs too that I've covered on this. And I thought, yeah, it's going to be a very easy, you know, a record to do after I've been on the road with Leland for the last nearly five years, just, you know, supporting these last two albums. But the truth is that this was equally as emotional and difficult and intense a project, because I put my heart and soul to all of this. I can't do anything that I don't believe or that I sing from my absolute heart. I really, really don't. So.
Well, that's the best artists are that way. You can't go out and just fake it. It's either there or not.
It's true.
With all the songs that you know, there's millions of songs. How do you then whittle it down? You said there's songs that mean something to you, obviously.
All of them.
But I'm sure you have more than this many songs that mean something to you. So how difficult was it to make the cut? To say, boy, I love this one, but...
Mm. I chose to include, because this really came from my fans saying, when are you going to do this collection? When are you going to do more, a whole group of these reimagined versions? And I had to include two of the first ones that I ever recorded and did, because they really are fan favorites. The rest of them are songs that I have been cultivating over the past couple of years, and some of them are... literally done this year, just because I decided that I had to do songs from the here and now. I needed to do some contemporary hits, so I chose to cover Ed Sheeran and Justin Timberlake, and because I don't want it to just be looking into the past all the time. This is a forward moving thing, as we all are in this world, and music is around us all the time, so I want it to be a true landscape of music from past and present. But every one of these songs has my life in them, every one of them.
And you mentioned that your fans have come up to you. So you have incorporated these over the years in your live shows, mm-hmm. and it just became a thing unto itself.
Well, I included one or two in each record, but I've only included two that have ever been recorded before in this collection. They're all unknown or new, and the only other one I would say is Donna Summer's Hot Stuff, which is completely, again, probably so different from how you would imagine and how the original was, because that was the single I put out like a year and a half ago in Europe. So apart from that, these are all fresh things that people haven't heard before.
As an artist, how difficult is it not to focus on, as I mentioned, the last album, everybody loved it.
Yeah.
When you decide to make this record, is there a different kind of pressure to say, boy, I got to follow up this last album. Yes. I better be safe.
No. You can't be safe. To be an artist, I believe, is not to be safe. It is to continue to want to develop and get better. That's the whole point of it. You should be absolutely expanding, learning, developing, and constantly giving your listeners and your audience something new to appreciate. I mean, you've got to be raising the bar constantly. So with this record, I mean, it's great that I have critical acclaim for the last, you know, things that I've done, but this now has to move it to a new level.
Right.
So it still sounds like a Judith Owen album. That's what
Sure.
it sounds like. But ultimately, now this is something new, and the next one has to go even further and further and further. That's the point of art.
And when, as an artist, that makes perfect sense. Is it hard sometimes to pull that audience with you? Because they're like, I like Judith when she does this. And now Judith is going to do this. How do you convince them, hey, trust me, you like me to this point,
well,
you trust
because
me.
Because I didn't come in as an easy get in the first place.
Right.
You know, I'm not shocking them with anything. I've always blended every genre of music. I grew up in a very classical household, just to let you know my background. My father was a very successful opera singer. I grew up backstage in Royal Opera House, Covent Garden in London. We were all Welsh, and we were listening to a lot of very depressing Welsh music, and a lot of classical music, of course, you know, because the Welsh are born depressed. But it makes for great music, let me tell you. And then so much Black American music. That was our thing. It's a very unusual house. And we were listening to that all the time.
That is quite a mix.
Oh, it's quite a mix. Because in my household, this was just the language. Music was the language. It doesn't matter that it was covering all these different genres. And you hear this in my music, and you've always heard this in my records, where my style is my style. But I have no barriers or boundaries between styles or genres. This is the universal language, and I just think you listen to certain songs when you're in certain moods and certain styles and certain genres when you need to be filled in a certain way. You need to be sad, you need to cry, you need to be happy. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why music is the soundtrack to our lives. So my fans already know that I push the
this
you know,
is what
I push
you do
the envelope, you know, I really do, and that's what they're expecting, and that's what they get. I'm just taking it emotionally, I'm developing it constantly, I'm pushing myself, and thankfully my audience go with me because they know that I'm honest and I'm singing about true things that we all share in, and I'm being an emotionally honest person in everything that I do. So luckily for me, you know, they love to cry and laugh and have their hearts broken and enjoy my music, and you know, so they're with me for the ride.
Well, we will cry and laugh and enjoy your music in just a minute. Judith Owen is in studio. Leland Sklar has been accompanying 5 years.
Yeah,
Leland's been,
yeah.
been on tour.
She's 86 now, in fact. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does she have pictures of me? Is it some sort of indentured servitude? What's going on, Leland? Because you're sitting there and you look a little terrified. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm terrified every moment of
it. It's not me. It's just the look of terror.
It's just his look. Okay. I didn't know if Judith had like a cattle prod or something. And
oh, yeah, but that's not a
That's
persuasion.
A whole different thing. All right, perfect.
That's the perk.
Judith's new album, Rediscovered, comes out tomorrow. You can get it wherever fine music is sold. And Sunday, May 27th, she will be at Space in Evanston. You can go to evanstonspace.com to get some tickets. We are going to hear some of the music from the album. When we come back, we'll do that right after this, 720 WGN. Judith Owen is in the studio with me. She is on tour with the legendary Leland Sklar. They are going to be at Space in Evanston on Sunday night. The show is at 7 o'clock. You can go to Evanston Space to get tickets. And Judith's new album, Rediscovered, comes out tomorrow. An album full of how did you put them? Reimagined.
Reimagined
songs.
Yeah, and entirely personalized and with an absolutely different point of view.
Well, let's not make people imagine anymore. Let us share some of your songs.
This is the first song that I recorded. So this is, I had to include, this is a true fan favorite, and it's, well, you'll hear what it is. We'll talk about it after. The Lake Geneva shoreline to make records with a mobile, and they didn't have that much time. And Frank Zappa and the Mothers were at the best place around, but some stupid fool with a flare gun went and burned the place right to the ground, and all I saw was smoke. Fire in the sky, I saw smoke on the water. So
Judith Owen, Leland Sklar, the album Rediscovered comes out tomorrow. That was phenomenal. That was really, really great.
Thank you so
much. So, all right, now we know, well, we'll talk about it after. Why Smoke on the Water made the cut, why it was the first one you recorded. We'll talk about all of that. Judith Owen is in the studio. Leland Sklar is here. Leland has worked with everybody. He's now been Judith's prisoner for about 18 years. Is that what I've been led to believe?
It's going on 18.
Going on 18 now, years.
It feels like 5 minutes, though.
That's terrific.
Underwater.
The Rediscovered, the album Rediscovered, comes out tomorrow, Sunday night. They are at Space in Evanston. You can go to evanstonspace.com to get the tickets. Leland may be fired by the time we come back. I don't know. Hopefully not. Judith is here. We'll hear more from Judith and more of this wonderful music after the news, which comes after this on WGN. Judith Owen is in the studio. She is on tour now with the legendary Leland Sklar. They will be at Space in Evanston on Sunday. Judith's new album, Rediscovered, comes out tomorrow. It is a collection of cover songs that Judith has reimagined, rearranged. Everything is wonderful. Right before the news, we heard Smoke on the Water.
Yes.
Which was fantastic.
Yes.
And you said that was the first one you recorded. What was it about Smoke on the Water? What did it mean that was the one you had to...
Well, when I was a kid, my big sister had a boyfriend who was a hard rock fan.
Okay.
And he liked bikes and he smelt of mechanical oil and it was fabulous. And he introduced us to the world of Deep Purple and Smoke on the Water. And that was a big one for me because I just remember thinking, that is the greatest riff. That really is incredible. That's kind of operatic in its riffness. So, you know, Richard Blackmore and John Lord, we have much to thank for that. And so when I came to, reinventing these songs, and it all started when I was doing these typical 4-hour marathon gigs in order to pay the rent.
Yeah.
And I was reimagining all the hits and the standards and the covers I could because I can't read, you see. I have musical dyslexia as well as word dyslexia. So I've always relied upon my ability to rearrange and to reimagine because that's how I hear it. And I'm a writer, so that's how it affects me. I want to make it mine. And the idea of taking an unbelievably masculine, highly testosterone rock anthem and turning it into this female sexy thing because when I think heat I go to Brazil, I go to bossa, you see, that's the reason for it. But also I never understood what the hell they were talking about. I don't know about you, but I didn't have a clue what this story was. So I thought, wouldn't it be nice to treat it as if it was like folklore? Like it was a legend, like it was Arthurian folklore, and tell the story so we can all understand it.
Yes,
finally, and that's how it comes across, I think.
And as you mentioned earlier, you blend all sorts of styles in there because there was kind of a jazz scat kind of thing happening. There was a lot going on in that song, and you're right. Unless you know that opening line, you're going to be what is it? Sounds familiar. Where is this going?
Yeah.
And it was phenomenal.
Let's
not make people wait. I know you've had a long day, but I'm going to push you to do a couple more.
Oh,
can you do another one off Rediscovered?
I really will. And I'm going to say that my fabulous husband, who is friend of WGN, the fabulous Mr. Harry Shearer, I said to him, what's the most extreme song you think, or a contemporary hit that I could do right now that no one would believe I would cover? And he didn't even bat an eyelid. And he came up with this. And I will talk about it again afterwards because I hate it to give it away.
Yeah, don't give it away.
But this is his choice, and what a good one it was. And it really is a song about a one-sided love. He used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. 'Cause I know when that hotline blinks, it can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bleeds, it can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows it and I'm left out. Oh, you got me down, you've got me stressed out. 'Cause ever since I left the city, you we started going out more. Champagne on the dance floor, hanging with those girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone Late night when you need my love. 'Cause I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, well, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong, going places where you don't belong. Well, ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport, hanging with those girls I've never seen before. So call me on my cell phone.
Judith Owen, the new album, Rediscovered, comes out tomorrow. JudithOwen.net is Judith's website. You can get all the information, all the tour dates, Sunday night at Space in Evanston. The show is at 7 o'clock. You can get tickets at Evanston Space. All right. You said your husband, Harry Shearer, threw this down. When he threw this down, was it a gauntlet? Was it a challenge? Or do you think obviously he knows how talented you are. He knows you could make any song your own. But do you think he went, she's never going to go. She's never going to go for Drake.
I think he thought absolutely immediately, because he has a voracious musical appetite. He knows so much music and is constantly, you know, up to date with everything that's going on, much more than me. I think he heard the melody in that and thought, I know Judith could just slam that one. I know it. And what happened was, of course, I will rise to the challenge. When I am challenged, sure. I will rise. But I what I did, which is what I do with all these songs, is I read the lyrics. Truthfully, I just pored over them for the longest time to find my own life experience in them. So half of the song I didn't relate to at all, just because, you know, it's just that's not my life.
Right.
This is a Drake song. Hotline Bling is about, you know, it's about that woman that's like driving him crazy, and yeah. He, you know, only calls when she, you know, when they're gonna have sex, and that's it. Well, my experience is something, of course, always a little bit more melancholy and on the sadder side of that, because I think all of us have experienced this, when you are crazy about somebody who just isn't that into you.
Right.
And you refuse to accept that. And the less they want you, and the more they call you only when nobody else is available, and you jump, you know, immediately, the more you want them. And this was a person who I was madly in love with before Harry, who just tortured me, and even brought other women to my shows, which is why that thing about, you know, hanging with those girls I've never seen before, it really hit me hard. And that's why I can sing it in the way that I do. And that's why it turned into this almost classical cinematic piece.
Yeah.
Because
it has the most fantastic video.
Oh, yes. Thank you for mentioning that.
It's very Hitchcockian.
Yeah, it was just premiered, like, I think it was a week ago on the Daily Telegraph in London, which is fabulous because it goes out to millions of people. And it has this incredible Hitchcock vibe to it. And I look very Janet Leigh. And it's really about a woman on the edge of a nervous breakdown. You know, I mean, I'd encourage anybody to go and see it on YouTube or on my website. And it's a thrill. And the director, Nick Leopold, and I just I think really had a wonderful collaboration, where he could see this hundreds of lights of just normal household lamps and floor lamps and desk lamps, all on a timer so that they were running with the song, and they were all like lighting up at the same point every time I hit those top notes on the piano, and my including my my phone that this creature, this tortured woman is holding on to. Everything is in this beautiful dance, this choreography, you know, it's a piece of choreography.
Very noir.
Yeah, it's very noir. So I'm thrilled, and I'm thrilled, again, people's reaction to this song is just fantastic.
That's terrific. The YouTube channel, you mentioned Channel Judith Owen, Judith's website, judithowen.net. So it can be one small phrase in a song, even one word, and that can trigger your entire thought process.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. The other one that was just, it was simply a phrase, was that with Ed Sheeran's Shape of You, which is another contemporary, you know, obviously song that we couldn't escape it. It's everywhere.
Right, yeah.
And it's a wonderful, wonderful pop song. But again, that song doesn't mean anything to me. That's not my life. That's not what I do. That's not who I am. But all the way through, I'm reading through the lyrics, I'm desperate now to try and figure out how I can do this. And then I hit the gold, and it's the line, it's a throwaway line, and it says, put on Van the Man and follow my lead. He's listening to Van Morrison. That's all I had to hear. It's all I had to read. And then I realized he's listening to the music that, you know, he's listening to Van Morrison. Van Morrison was completely listening all his whole life to Black American music, to Stax and Sun. I mean, you know, and the Philly sound and everything, Motown, everything that Brits listen to and love so much. And so I immediately took it to this kind of idea of the Raylettes singing of these women, wonderful women now doing a real kind of like a real hand jive thing like that. And these fabulous women singing it. This like lusty, gutsy way instead. So that something as simple as that for me can happen. And then, you know, a song like Summer Nights, of all things, from Greece, that goes the opposite direction, because it starts out in that, you know, tell me more, tell me more. Well, I took it all the way back down and turned it into a torch ballad, where it is the saddest heartbreaker of a song. Ooh. And it features this wonderful man, Masmar, who's from Snarky Puppy, who did the horn arrangements on it. And it's about, again, another relationship of mine where the guy came home and said, I've been unfaithful. I screwed up. Forgive me. Can we move forward? And of course I tried, but I was lying to myself because I couldn't get that out of my head or my heart. And so this now turns into a song about me telling a friend about it, and this obsession now with him and this woman. So the tell me more, and it's slow and dark and bluesy and jazzy, and it just kills you. And so that's my job here is to have the audience, the listener, be joyfully, I think, and you know, surprised by these changes, but to be along with me for this ride, for this journey.
It's amazing. The album is Rediscovered. It comes out tomorrow. Judith Owen is on tour with the legendary Leland Sklar. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll try to get, I want to get one more in before you get out of here. This is terrific. Judith is on tour. I mentioned, go to judithowen.net. They will be at Space in Evanston on Sunday. The show's at 7 o'clock, and you can go to evanstonspace.com to get your tickets. All right, let's do this. Then we'll have a little bit more with Judith Owen before we get out of here on WGN. All right, Brian Noonan in for Justin Kaufman. Judith Owen and Leland Sklar are in the studio. They are on tour in support of Judith's new album, Rediscovered, which comes out tomorrow. You can go to judithowen.net and get all the information about the tour. Follow her on Facebook, Official Judith Owen, Judith Owen on Twitter, Judith Owen Music on Instagram, Channel Judith Owen on YouTube. I think you have all the social media covered.
I do.
You're not on Tinder. That would be the only one.
No, that would be wrong. That's just where I met Lee. But no, really, it would be wrong.
Yes, no, you got
it. I should just give a big thank you and a shout out to the fabulous Dan Filato for, as always, for getting me connected to you wonderful guys. Yeah, it's just incredible.
Dan's
thank
a good
you,
guy.
Dan. Yeah, he is.
Dan has,
we
I
love
haven't
him.
Seen Dan
family.
In a while. He's been doing great. And we're not even going to get, unfortunately, we got to get to another, not unfortunately, we have to get to another song.
Oh,
unfortunately,
no.
Time is almost up.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to talk to you about New Orleans and The Simpsons. You
so
appearing
much.
As yourself. There's a lot. So I will have to have you back if you would
Please,
grace
can
me
I
again.
Come back on.
And bring Leland, too. I don't know. If
I'm
he ever gets
leaving.
Out.
I'll
no, you're welcome to. Oh, that's great.
I got a good parking place.
Listen, I
got
to be honest. I would always love a bass background. Just anytime I'm on, just a nice nice bass track under me. And people go, man,
there it goes.
Newman's
there it
got
goes.
Soul.
There it goes.
He sounds really good.
Do-do-do.
Let's play.
Yeah.
All right. What are we going to hear?
You're going to hear the second song that I recorded, but I have to do this for a good reason. I would say this is one of my favorite songs of all time, rock songs of all time, and it was written by the incredible Chris Cornell, who sadly we have lost, and we have lost to this dreaded illness, depression. And when I first heard this, I thought this is the most incredible music approximation of this illness I've ever heard when I heard Black Hole Sun for the first time. It's like a man wading through, or any of us wading through molasses. And then I saw the video and that pushed me over the edge. I had to do, like with all of these, I have to do them justice and do these songs proud. But for me, who's also struggled with this my whole life, but luckily I'm on the other side and dodged the bullet, I can only say that this is my version of it, which goes into a much more kind of Brubeck Take Five. Version of the exterior versus the interior, my game face, my joy face, to make sure no one ever saw who I was on the inside. And this is my version of the most gorgeous and incredible song, I think, maybe in rock history, Black Hole Sun. In my mind, indisposed, in disguise, so no one knows, hides the face and lies the snake, the sun in my disgrace. Boiling heat, summer sweat beneath the sky, the earth looks red, call my name, and through the cream I'll hear you scream again. Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come on? Won't you come, won't you come, oh, won't you come? Stuttering, cold and damp, feel the warm and tired friend. Times are gone for honest men, and sometimes far too long for snakes. In my youth, boiling heat in my youth, I pray to keep heaven sent ahead away, cause no one sings like you no more. No, 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 no. Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come, Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come,
Judith Owen, Leland Sklar, Black Hole Sun, the album Rediscovered comes out tomorrow. You can pick it up everywhere. JudithOwen.net is the website. Don't forget to get out to Space in Evanston Sunday night. The show is at 7 o'clock. Go to Evanston Space to get your tickets. I can't wait to see you again. Thank you both very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us on. I really, really appreciate it. This is home for me, so thank you.
You are welcome here anytime. Good luck driving back and have fun in Columbus tomorrow, and we'll see you in Evanston on Sunday night.
Thanks,
Judith Owen, Leland Sklar, the album Rediscovered comes out tomorrow. News next, WGN.